Kennelly Field here in San Rafael, California. It is a beautiful, beautiful day, just like these past few days. There is not a single cloud in the sky, and Dominican University will be going against these Humboldt State Lumberjacks. The Lumberjacks. These Lumberjacks hailing from Humboldt State up north in California. And we do have a very, very exciting game coming up for you. We'll start with the Humboldt State lineup first and foremost before we get to your Lady Penguins. First off, at goalkeeper, sophomore from Yorba Linda, California, Kelly Lucas. Number five, defender from Las Vegas, Nevada, Lindsay Millen. Number six, Ariel Deal, a forward freshman from Tehachapi, California. Number 10, veteran Lizzie Mitchell, a junior from Petaluma, California. Number 11, Savannah Havrinick, a midfield forward, a sophomore from Aurora, Colorado. Number 12, Allie Swanson, defense junior from Eagle, Idaho. It is Jordan Smith, the voice of DU Soccer, with my good friend Julia, the color commentator. Julia, how you doing today?
Good, very good.
Well, right now we join you with 13:45 left in this first half right now. Ready to start this DU soccer action on radio.dominican.edu. We are sorry for the delay, folks. There were plenty of technical difficulties, but it doesn't matter now because we are on our way and we are ready for some college soccer. The score stands right now at 0-0. Still a couple goose eggs on the board. Two shots so far for these Humboldt State Lumberjacks from up north. Just one shot so far for Dominican. A few chances for each team so far in this first half. None of them have come to fruition, though. It has been the two keepers keeping everything out. The defenses have been solid so far, and the offenses just cannot get too many passes strung together. Coach Tara Koleski on the Dominican side is pleading for her team so far in this game to get her three attacking forwards, attacking mids, to connect with each other, to really chase with each other, connect on just a, you know, non-soccer level, really. So far, nothing yet. Humboldt State has the ball on the right sideline. They get the cross in. It's headed out by Kendra Korsberg. New substitution in the game. One of her only times not starting for these Penguins. It'll be Ramirez at the halfway point. She kicks it over her head to Golnick, but it doesn't quite get to Golnick. The defense grabs it. Sydney Nicholas on defense for Humboldt State. Now here's Carrie Fryer. Plays it down the left sideline to Ramirez. Ramirez down the left sideline to Golnick. Golnick has it, but she is offsides. About 2 feet offsides. Got a little eager. She is known to do that from time to time. 12 minutes left in this half right now. There were a few lineup changes for the starting lineup for this Dominican team. No Korsberg out there, no Hansen out there, no Ramirez out there, who have really started almost every single game for the last year for the Penguins. A few freshmen instead, such as Kelsey DiCarlo in there for the Penguins. It'll be Humboldt State on the left side, chased by Henskin, now chased by Ripple. Ripple started this game in the center back. She looks to be on the right side now. Caitlin Baptista started the game at right back for Dominican, a usual attacker, but using her speed in this case to chase down these attackers before they could be dangerous. And I would like to give Stuart Horn the biggest thank you, the radio professor, the absolute biggest thank you for all his technical help. And of course, I would like to give a thank you to Brad Van Alstein, making this all happen, letting this all happen, the communications head here at Dominican University. Always a treat to have such a fine chairman for our major. Back to the action. Now about 10 minutes left in this half. The clearance gets to Fryer, but she plays it right to Maddie Knoll on Humboldt. Knoll plays it over in the middle to Behen. Behen down the middle, has Korsberg on her. Fryer chasing. Still call it Behen. Goes to her right. Gets by Hansen. Has a big right-footed shot, and it's just over the bar. She got by a lot of people on that one. The junior from Petaluma, California, took the right-footed cut just outside of the box and had herself a howitzer. It did go outside of the goal, though. A big chance for Humboldt State there.
Yeah, and one of the stronger shots in comparison to all the others we've seen before. So maybe they should keep with those.
Humboldt State definitely want to give the ball to number 14, Behen. Again, she definitely has herself a cannon of a leg. However, Dominican has got a few cannons of their own. I know Lauren Golnick has got a huge left foot on her. There are a few others as well, such as Jessica Hinskin, Jessica Ramirez. They have the legs of college soccer players. Three shots now for Humboldt State. Still just one for Dominican. Hansen will have the free kick after the Humboldt State foul at the middle of the field. Over to Korsberg. Korsberg pushes it up. Has Ripple on the right. She plays it over the head to... That will be Stokely. Stokely tries to get the cross. It's stopped by the defender. Now chasing in the corner, and they chase enough in the corner to earn themselves a Penguin throw-in deep at that right attacking corner. It'll be Ripple with the throw to Stokely. Stokely misses the cross, but it does go off of a Humboldt State player for the Dominican corner kick. Lauren Golnick will be on the kick. And we will see now that Lauren Golnick cannon of a left foot. Kick is on its way. It's to the near post. The header goes right back out to Golnick. Golnick now with the right foot. It's a better cross right to the middle. The head is on by Tottle, but it's over the bar. Good job by Catherine Tottle to get her head on that cross. Another good cross by Lauren Golnick. She can't just score, ladies and gentlemen. She can also pass the rock. Kelly Lucas, the goalie sophomore from Yorba Linda, California, will have the goal kick with her one save so far in this game. Korsberg chasing back and kicks it off of Angel Gossi. It'll be Dominican throw-in just behind their midway point. Ripple with the throw on the right side. Stephanie Powick starting this game over at the left defender side has really not seen much action at all on that left side. That is a testament to the center defense of Dominican as well as the left midfield so far for them. McKenna Kimball earlier in the game and now Caitlin Baptista doing a very, very good job so far. Dominican is also overloading the right side right now. They have Stokely, Ramirez, Golnick, and even sometimes Hinskin playing over on the right side. Almost all attackers there. Ripple with the chest, and she's able to get it before the Humboldt State player, Maddie Payne, can get to her. The ball goes right to the broadcast booth, but luckily Julia's got the quick hands.
Yeah, sure. You have to have those.
Got to be careful out here. Some dangerous ground at the broadcast booth at Kennelly Field in San Rafael, California. Foul now on Maddie Payne from Humboldt State, pushing Stokely in the back a little too hard. It'll be Kendra Korsberg with the free kick on the right side just in front of the attacking half. Now 6 minutes left in this game. She has all those big bodies in there to kick. And she elects to go with the short kick to Carrie Fryer in the middle. Fryer looks up and plays right to Humboldt State. Doesn't matter though, she almost gets it back with her hustle. Carrie Fryer known for her hustle. Humboldt plays it over to the left. Here's Payne. Payne looking middle now. Plays it to the middle. Behen looking all the way over to Lindsay Millen, the right defender, plays a big early cross to try to keep it in bounds, but the cross goes out for a goal kick.
They really have to kind of be afraid of those counters, of those fast counters that Humboldt often works out and often tries to finish, but luckily there's no score yet for them.
In the last game against Nazarene, Northwest Nazarene, the Crusaders from up north, they definitely went with a counter-heavy attack. So Dominican is used to that sort of opposition. Meg's Herring goal kick goes right to Carrie Fryer. Fryer up to Stokely. Stokely gets bodied off the ball, tries to get it back, using a lot of hands. Referee lets it go. Behen turns around, plays her teammate Mitchell. Mitchell looking to the left. She has Cedillo. Cedillo over all the way to the left sideline, now with a chance to cross. Maddie Payne does cross, and it's right to Herring. Klesky pleading her to calm down. Let's let our attackers get forward. The kick is to Stokely, but not before the Humboldt State player, Sarah Cedillo, heads it way out. She heads it to Gossi. Gossi over to Stefanko. Stefanko back to Cedillo. Cedillo on the left sideline now. Tries to play it over Maddie Payne, but it's knocked off of Maddie Payne by Catherine Ripple. Earns her own throw-in on the right side. Catherine Ripple has Stokely, has Gulnick, has Tuttle, all on the right side. And here comes the new addition, Owens. Tuttle tries to get on the ground to get the flick, playing on the ground a little bit, but there's no call, an advantage call. They will let it play. It is a Humboldt State throw-in. They are confusion from both coaches actually talking to each other. Don't see that often. The coaches each thought very prominently that they deserve the throw-in. A little confusion there. The chase is on by Stephanie Owens, the forward from San Jose, the sophomore. She has to chase all the way over to the right to Lindsay Millen. Millen plays it towards the middle, tries the through ball, but it rolls all the way past everyone to Meg's Herring. Now 3.5 minutes left in this half.
Would be nice to see them finishing one of their chances. They had it, so it would be nice to see some more action in front of the goal in those last minutes.
Especially, they had those crosses, Lauren Gulnick playing it, and if Catherine Tuttle can get herself in the best position, they will have a good chance to score. Meg's Herring gets the ball now. Chance for a goal kick, 3 minutes left in this half. Still 0-0 the score. Herring's ball bounces to Owens. She has Baptiste on the left, plays her. Now in attacking form, plays down the line to Stokely. It's kicked off of Humboldt State. Flicked off for a corner kick. Klesky is pleading for some urgency now. Only 2.5 minutes left in this half. She wants a goal before that whistle blows. I'd like to remind everyone that there will be a men's broadcast right after this men's soccer game against these same Lumberjacks. That'll start at exactly 3 o'clock. The kick is in the air off the corner, headed out by Humboldt State. Carrie Fryer's on the chase. So is Angel Gossi. Fryer gets to it first, but it's headed out by Cedillo. Cedillo to Gossi. Fryer on defense in the middle of the field. Gossi with a good move, plays it in the middle to Stefanko. Stefanko tries to play it forward, but there's no one forward except the defense of Catherine Ripple. It'll be a Dominican throw-in now on the right side. Catherine Ripple to Owens. Owens gets the flick to Tuttle. Tuttle can't get the flick, but there is an arm on top of her shoulder, which is called. Klesky was pleading for a few extra calls earlier in the game. The referee definitely letting them play in the first 20 minutes of action, but has been calling it a bit tight for these last few minutes, trying to keep these girls under control. Korsberg will have the free kick on the right side just in front of the halfway mark, about 50 yards away from the goal. It's to the back post, to Baptista. Baptista has a flick. It tries to get to Gulnick, almost to Gulnick, but not quite. Now Powick. Powick gets the cut, and it's defended by Humboldt State. Headed away by Carrie Fryer, and she has some time now. Elects to play Humboldt State, in fact, and Humboldt State has the counter. Here comes Behen. Plays it over to the right. Now to the middle to Gossi. All the way over to the left to Maddie Payne. Defended by Ripple. Payne cutting and cutting. Tries to play in the middle to Gossi, but can't get it to her feet, and it's cleared out by Tuttle. Gulnick will be on the chase in the backfield. Humboldt State gets it stolen by Baptista. It's over to Tottle. Tottle tries to play Stokely, and Stokely, triple-teamed, tries to take him herself, and she can't. Might have had a better idea to play it back, keep possession on that one, especially being triple-teamed. Goes all the way back to Korsberg. Korsberg to Fryer. Fryer over to Powick on the left side. Powick with her left foot to Owens. Owens tries to get the turn on the left sideline. She plays it Golnick on the left sideline. Golnick now going towards the corner. And that is the whistle. No awareness of the time there. The half ends at 0-2-0. All tied up. A couple of goose eggs on that scoreboard so far. And both teams have had their chances. Dominican has definitely been a little bit more attacking this game, though.
Yeah, it seems like that. And the only thing they could improve in this second half may be that they simply finish their chances they have, because the opportunities, especially with those crosses, were very, very good.
The end of the first half.
For all the chances that Dominican had, they really only have one shot so far. They've only tested this keeper, Kelly Lucas, just once. That'll have to change here in the second half. We will be back for the second half in about 13 minutes. For Julia, I'm Jordan Smith, and you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Back here at Kennelly Field, radio.dominican.edu. Jordan Smith here with Julia, the voices of DU Soccer. And Julia, if there is one thing that you would like Dominican to do in this second half differently from that first half, other than, you know, score goals, what would it be?
Yeah, I think they should keep it up with those good crosses they did in the first half, because that's maybe the clue how they can overcome and deal with the good defense of Humboldt. And yeah, maybe they should do this more often to score finally.
Definitely play more outside in instead of forcing it down the middle and getting stopped by that defense, as they have been so far.
That's true.
See if they can add some more of those crosses. That'll be up to Golnick, Thomas, and Mendez, the three attackers out there right now. We get this second half started. Still 0-0 in this game right now. Havernick takes it, but it's stolen by Mendez. Mendez on the right to Tottle in the middle of the field now. She plays it back to Ripple, plays it over the top, down the line, ball to Golnick, but doesn't quite get to Golnick. Back to Ripple. To Fryer, to Golnick, and it's cleared out again. They're trying to really force that ball into Golnick, their playmaker. Not quite working out, and a dangerous steal in the backfield by Humboldt. No worries, though, because Caitlin Baptista gets back in a hurry, steals the ball, and earns herself a well-deserved foul. Elle Reed called on the foul on that one. Reed stole the ball, but Baptista using that blazing speed to get back right away and steal it right back. Korsberg will be the one on the kick. She kicks it towards the right. It'll be Fryer going in for the header. Goes into Tottle. Now Humboldt State trying to keep possession in their backfield. On the left side, play it up down the line. Too far down the line. It'll be Dominican throw at about the midway point on the right side. Ripple will have the throw. Again, overloading that right attacking side yet again. Koleski, instead of going for the balanced approach, really loves that right side, wants to keep attacking there. Now here comes Humboldt. Lizzie Mitchell looking up. She is their playmaker. Ripple clears the ball to Golnick. Golnick able to keep it, actually. Go into the defender. The ref calls a foul, and it is going against Dominican. Golnick sort of jumped into the defender, but the referee saw her lower her shoulder, and it will be a foul against Golnick. She can't believe it. Neither can Koleski. It doesn't matter, though. Colette Behan will have the kick just 2 minutes into this half. the kick from the center of the circle over everyone's head except Korsberg. The header goes into a dangerous area, but it's cleared out by Tottle. Now here comes Humboldt back. Sidney Nicholas gets the early cross. It's over Hansen's head, but not over Korsberg's. Clears it out, and it goes to Tottle. Tottle has space in front of her, going towards the midway point. She has Thomas and Golnick. Now sends Golnick on a chase. Thomas is right behind her. And all Sidney Nicholas can do is kick it out of bounds. It'll be a Dominican throw on the left attacking side for them now. Going in for the quick counter. Here comes Mendez. Has a bit of space in front of her. Mendez tries the far clear to Baptista, but Baptista isn't there. And it goes to Fryer. Now Humboldt steals the ball. El Reed looking up on the left side, defended by Ripple. Now looks middle. Finds a player in the middle, defended by Baptista. Lizzie Mitchell looks up. Going to her left now. Now it's defended by Baptista and Ripple. Mitchell all the way to the corner. It's a good cross. It's headed into Herring's hands. Maddie Knoll got her head on it off of the Lizzie Mitchell cross. Mitchell dribbled all the way over to that left corner to get some space and was able to get the good cross off. Now Mendez in the attacking half to Tottle. Good play by Mendez and Tottle. Tottle gets it poked away from her, though, and it gets all the way to Humboldt State. Now Humboldt State on the left side at the midway point, looking up, has runners, elects to play the middle. It gets by Hansen, but not by Korsberg. Good job of support by Korsberg there. She plays back to Herring, who has the clearance. The clearance to Thomas. Thomas heads it to Mendez, but it gets to Humboldt State. Now Fryer. Fryer with a little bit of space in front of her. Has it on her left foot. Plays Thomas. Thomas in the middle to Mendez. Off the head of Mendez, and it goes behind her. Now Humboldt State looking to keep possession. Instead, they look to go for the quick counter. Defended by Korsberg well, though. And here comes Mendez on the right side with her own counter. Plays in the middle. Plays Golnick, but there's nobody behind Golnick. Thomas almost steals the cross-field ball for a one-on-one opportunity, but she cannot quite get it. And now Humboldt will have themselves a counter. Aerial deal going right at Megan Hansen. Plays it in the middle. El Reed looking up. Now has Lizzie Mitchell. Lizzie Mitchell in the middle of the field. Plays on the left side to Haverneck. Haverneck has a left-footed somewhat of a shot, but it shanks it wide, and it will be a goal kick for Megs Herring.
A lot of, kind of exciting scenes in those first minutes.
Back and forth, right?
Yeah, a lot of attacks on both sides. So we'll see who is more dominant in those following minutes.
Herring's goal kick gets to Fryer, which gets to Mendez. Mendez on the right side. The slide is good from Humboldt, but it goes off of the Humboldt slide for a Dominican throw on the right side, just about at the midway point. It'll be, of course, a Ripple throw in. Into Golnick. Golnick working hard, but can't keep the ball, and it will be Humboldt State. Play it into Mitchell, who plays it over to Deal. Deal tries to get it back, but can't get it, and Megan Hansen has to have the clearance. Now it'll be Thomas and Golnick, as always, on the chase off of Golnick's head, but it right into the hands of the keeper. A deflection off of her head, in fact. Kelly Lucas now at the drop kick. Hansen on the head. It gets to Tottle. Tottle has the turn. Has Ripple on the right. Plays it way ahead for Ripple. She has to really chase on this one. And almost gets to it. Just about a foot away. A good ball from Tottle. However, this turf field is very, very fast. You have to have absolute precision to make through balls like that. The throw-in gets all the way behind everyone. Korsberg steps up. Now has to run back. Humboldt looking for the counter. Has Deal cutting towards the middle. Now it gets all the way to Deal. Stolen by Baptista. A lot of hands on Baptista. And there is a foul call going against Baptista. It will be a Humboldt State free kick. The referee saying that Baptista hooked her off arm around the defender to try to protect the ball. There were hands on both sides, but the call is going against Dominican in the favor of Humboldt State. Koleski absolutely cannot believe it. The free kick is into the middle, about at the PK spot. headed out and cleared out by Korsberg now. Here's Tuttle. Has to have a clear of her own. The kick is right to Thomas. Now Golnick going left. Thomas going middle now. A good through ball to Thomas. The keeper coming out, and it kicked away just out of her box. Good job by Lucas. Now into Golnick. Golnick looking forward. Tries to play it to Thomas on the left. Thomas will not be able to get it before it goes out of bounds, though. Humboldt State throw-in on their right side defensively. Powick will be on defense on the left side. Again, haven't seen a lot of Powick's name, but that is for a reason. When you don't hear a defender's name, that is a good thing. That means they have been covering their man tightly, not letting anything go. The play is right to Humboldt State. Doesn't matter. Korsberg with a good step of the ball clears it out of the danger zone. Now Mendez on the chase. The chase looks like it's a good one. Humboldt has to clear it out. Still has the ball. Now it's Fryer on defense in the middle of the field. Behen looking line. Gets behind Ripple but not behind Korsberg yet again on the support. Korsberg doing a very good job so far since she's been in this game. Kara Fryer with the one touch clear. It gets over to the middle of the field past Fryer, and here comes Behen. To the middle, tries to play deal. It's a one-on-one with Powick, and Powick is able to shield off the defender before Herring gobbles up the ball. Stephanie Powick, not the biggest player out there, only 5'6", yet using her defensive body to perfection. Ripple throw on the right side. It'll be Golnick. Golnick looking forward in the middle. Plays Powick all the way on the left side. Powick has a little space in front of her. Can she get it before it's out of bounds? She can. Has Thomas down the line. Plays Thomas. Thomas with defense on her, and the defense clears it out for a throw-in. Substitution on the play. Out comes Catherine Tottle. In comes the starter, McKenna Kimball, from Salt Lake City, Utah. Transferred new last year. Now the experienced captain. Shot from Jill Thomas is stopped by the Humboldt State player. Goes all the way back to Carrie Fryer. Miscommunication, it goes to Humboldt State. They have a little bit of a counter deal on the chase, but Korsberg good to support and is able to clear it back to Herring, who can have a clear of her own. Kicks it all the way over to the Dominican bench. Humboldt State throw on the right side. Lumberjacks look to counter here. They have seen a lot of counterattacks so far. To Kimball. Kimball looking up. Has Mendez. Plays Mendez on the left. She's going down that left side. Defended by Allie Swanson. And it will be off of Allie Swanson for the throw-in. Kimball gets it by her defender. Has a little space in the middle. Tries the big shot from 35 yards away. Little ambitious, though. It goes wide. Had some of the power. Power is not the problem with McKenna Kimball. That one just did not have the accuracy.
And the wind also seems to be a little, yeah, involved in all those long passes today.
Haven't seen a big wind factor yet this season, but that could change today. That flag is blowing around a little bit. Now, as you can hear on our microphones even, the wind is going. Jill Thomas with a big shot from 25 yards away. Even bigger cannon goes over the bar, out for a goal kick. Off of the initial goal kick, she got a deflection and might as well have the shot from 25 yards away if it's bouncing up like that. Unsuccessful in that attempt. Four shots so far for the Lumberjacks, just the second for Dominican. It's played by Jill Thomas off of the goal kick. Tries to play it over the top to Golnick. Can't get it, though. It's over to Ripple. Ripple in the attacking half. Looks forward. Plays it down the line. It can't get to Mendez, though. It will be out of bounds. Humboldt State throwing on the left side defensively. 33 and a half minutes left in this game. Still a couple of zeros. Both teams not wanting to walk out here with a simple tie. They want those wins. Now a Dominican throw in on the right side. Ripple will have the throw. They love that right side, Dominican does, overloading with attackers. They have Kimball, Golnick, Thomas, Mendez, all of them over on the right side. Mendez is able to play it over to Powick. Powick with a big tackle from Deal, and the tackle goes to Baptista. Baptista plays it all the way against Deal to Powick. A lot of deflections in there, and it's finally played by Carey Fryer to Mendez. To Thomas. Thomas has another shot. This one bounces once and goes out of bounds for a goal kick. Thomas, not hesitant, you could say, for those shots. And you really can't blame her either, especially with the 0-0 score, only 32 minutes left in the game. You have to have as many shots as possible. And that was a third one from Dominican. Not a big kicker from the goal kick. Kelly Lucas, not the best leg, showing herself so far in the goal, though. Humboldt State steals the ball, and they go down the line. Nothing to worry about for Megan Hansen, though. Hansen, usually on the left side, is playing in the middle this time because Kayla Carlson, injured from last game, is still out. She's on the bench right now, has a big strain on her leg. Humboldt State, here comes their counter. They try to play it into Collett-Behan, but it gets all the way to Herring. Hansen taking Carlson's spot in the middle right now next to Korsberg. They also had Kelsey DiCarlo in there, so they do have the depth to make up for Carlson's absence. However, it is a big absence to have. Carlson is a big body in there. She's got a big leg. And most importantly, she's a smart center back as well. Injured in the last game. Nobody wants to say anything yet for sure, especially the trainer. The trainer Tara for Dominican said we are going to have an MRI, I believe, tomorrow for Carlson. However, according to Carlson and according to what she thinks, it's looking like a possible ACL injury, exactly what you don't want to hear from any athlete, and especially any women's soccer athletes. ACL injuries are so devastating. It's so common, it seems, in women's soccer. It's just an absolute shame that someone with the talent of Kayla Carlson has to go down like that, maybe for an extended period. Slight injury against the Humboldt State player, Lindsay Millen. A little bit shaken up on the play. Her and Thomas collided cleats. Looks to shake it off, though. And they will sub her off just for cautionary reasons. In comes Darian Corey, the sophomore from Fairfield, California. Out comes Millen to rest up. 30 minutes left in this game right now. Sportsmanship from Humboldt State, appreciated by Dominican. Kicks it back after the injury. Again, four shots for Humboldt State, three for Dominican. Yet, just one save for Humboldt State, which means the shots haven't necessarily been on target. Baptista plays Kimball. It gets all the way to Ripple, and Kimball's going down the line. Here comes Ripple down the line. Trying to get across, it goes off of the Humboldt State player, out for a throw-in. Does not quite earn the corner in that corner of the field. It will be a throw. Let's see how far Ripple can throw. She'll be somewhat going against the wind. It's a little bit at her face for this throw-in. It will be Jill Thomas at the throw-in. See what kind of arm she has. A pretty good one gets over Mendez. Mendez with the cross in the middle. Cleared out, but not well by Humble. And finally, they get the header out. And here comes Ariel Deal. Powick on her. Hands all around. Deal plays in the middle. Defended by Korsberg. Now back to Deal on the right side. Good play by Humboldt State. Here they come. Defended by Powick and Korsberg. Tries to play it in the middle. The early cross taken by Megs Herring. Gets tripped up, and that will be a foul call. You are not allowed to touch the keeper if they get the ball, and that will be a yellow card going against Maddie Knoll. Maddie Knoll not necessarily going for Herring, but Herring's aggressiveness paid off, and Knoll was just a split second too late. Ended up tripping Herring, actually. Earns herself a yellow card. Anytime you touch the keeper after they have even touched the ball, they can barely touch it with their fingertips. Yet as soon as they do that, they are protected by the ref. And if you touch them at all, basically, there will be a foul call on the play. And in this case, if it's a bit of a dangerous play, it will be a yellow card. 29 minutes left in the half. Paul Carver, the coach, first-year coach from Humboldt State, definitely not pleased with that yellow card. Powick's throw now on the left side, about at midway point, over the Humboldt State head. It gets all the way to Golnick. Golnick tries to get the turn, almost does, and it'll be off of Golnick. Humboldt State ball. A little less substitutions than usual for these Penguins. Last few games, they've really loved to use their depth. However, going with a more consistent lineup so far this game.
Come on, Jax, come on!
Kelly Lucas now back with the drop kick. It's a good one all the way back over Fryer to Hansen. Hansen has to play defense now against L. Reed, the bigger L. Reed. And Deal almost gets it by Korsberg, but Hansen back to support. Thomas back to Baptista. Baptista into Mendez. Good play by Baptista. Mendez to Kimball. Kimball back to Mendez. Has a little space in front of her. Has Golnick to her left. Plays it to Thomas. It's a good flick of the ball to Golnick. Golnick with the shot from far out. It's almost in. Has to be saved by the keeper. And it's out. Mendez had the rebound. Golnick went for the 40-yard shot with her left foot without even looking even. It got to the top of the corner. The goalie could do nothing but hit it against the bar. It was sitting on the line for someone to pick up. Mendez had the rebound but shot it over the bar from inside of the 6-yard box. She will be thinking about that one for a while. Big, big chance from Dominican. Set up by, of course, Lauren Golnick. And here comes Deal on the counter. She's by Hansen, but Hansen with a textbook slide. It will be called with a foul, though. Yellow card given to Hansen. Got the ball first, however, did trip Deal in the process. That's what the referee saw. Yellow card given on the process, given to Hansen. Hansen cannot believe it. Shot up from the ground in protest. Now Korsberg pleading to the referee in protest. Kolesky cannot see it, yelling to the referee that was not a foul. And it will be a free kick from the middle of the field about just about 22 yards away from goal in a dangerous, dangerous area. Herring will be safe, go with a five-man wall here. 27 minutes left in this half. What do you think about that call, Julia?
Yeah, it was kind of, I really can understand those complaints on both sides, so I really didn't see a foul in this situation. But it was, yeah, it's something you can discuss.
Mm-hmm. Deal did get tripped up. They go with the short cross. Humboldt and clears it out for themselves. Over the bar. Carver pulling out his hair after the failed set piece. Here comes the goal kick. Dominican pushing even harder now. They really on the chase after they missed that opportunity. Korsberg on defense now going against Reed. Reed looking, tripped up, but the advantage will be on. All the way over to the right side. Good play. Now has Maddie Knoll. Maddie Knoll looking up. Tries to play it across Herring, and it goes out for the goal kick. 26 minutes left in the game right now. Couple big opportunities for both teams in these last few minutes. The intensity is absolutely skyrocketing right now.
Yeah, and Dominican also got rid of their bad passes they had for the first minutes. So maybe we're on the run now for Dominican.
Definitely on the run. Here's Mendez on the run going over to the right side, chasing, but it gets dribbled by her by Alex Swanson. Swanson plays it into Knoll. Knoll back to Havernick. Havernick plays it over to the right side, defended by Powick, though. Powick plays it to Golnick. Golnick on the chase. Golnick is able to save the ball from going out. Nobody expected Golnick to save it except Golnick. Now here comes Mendez on the outside of the box, chasing after Allie Swanson. Swanson has the position and is able to slide and kick it out for a Dominican throw-in. right side attacking half now. Dangerous plays from Dominican so far. It'll be Thomas's throw on the right side. A lot of people going in for the Penguins. They have, looks like, four people hanging back for just one forward right now. Definitely keeping their numbers in their favor defensively. However, Carrie Fryer could look to attack at any time. She has a ton of space in front of her. Defended well by Humboldt State, and they clear it out. Headed to Ripple by Korsberg. Ripple in the air to Golnick. Golnick takes it to Mendez on the outside of the box. Mendez with a left-footed shot. It will be saved easily by Kelly Lucas after the two bouncer.
Ball pressure, ladies. Ball pressure. Come on.
That is, I believe, the third shot, or excuse me, sixth shot for Dominican, actually.
Seventh, in fact.
Seventh shot, okay. Racking up the shots a little bit, showing that they are definitely the dominant team so far. Caitlin Baptista tried to get the clearance out, got the wind knocked out of her a little bit, and is getting up okay. Baptista working very hard. Korsberg still talking to the ref with a big old smile on her face, talking to him reasonably. And she is the captain, so she does have some license to talk to him. But you definitely have to be careful with your tone when talking to the ref. Referees are somewhat emotional sometimes, you could say. So you definitely have to keep the tone respectful when you're talking to him. Korsberg doing a fairly good job of that. However, her emotions do sometimes get the best of her. The throw and is flicked away over to Tara Goleski, and Dominican throw on the left side going up. Kimball tries to get past it. It's defended by Humboldt, and Humboldt kicks it off to Kimball for the goal kick. Minutes now for this game. Still 0-0 for both teams. Just like how last game went against Northwest Nazarene. It was 0-0 all game. Both teams definitely had their chances. In that one, Dominican was able to pull away in the last 5 minutes. Let's see if they can do the same with a little bit of magic. It'll be Humboldt State. Haverneck looking up. Looking for Deal down the line. Plays her. She has to get past Powick. Powick will be using her body. Instead, kicks it off of Deal simply. Powick, definitely one of the smarter players out there. Only 5'6" and a freshman. However, she is using her smarts to make plays like that, kicking it off the defender and getting your team the ball. Lizzie Mitchell on the right side now. Has a big shot. It's over Meg's Herring's head and into the goal! Lizzie Mitchell from 30 yards away had a shot. It looked a bit ambitious, but right when she kicked it, you could see it was on target. Herring, not quite ready, goes over her head, and it is 1-0 Humboldt State.
It really dropped just over her head. It really dropped just over her head, and maybe she also thought this was too ambitious, but it wasn't, in fact.
It wasn't indeed. Lizzie Mitchell, the playmaker, probably best player for Humboldt, making her stand on this game. And now Dominican has to chase and come back from behind, not where they want it to be.
And also not what it looked like in the last minutes. Dominican really, really had more dominance in the last few situations.
Kara Fryer with the ball now looking up. Has Golnick. Can't quite get to Golnick, though. It gets right back to Kara Fryer. Over to Ripple on the right side in the attacking half. Ripple looking for the early cross. Has it. It's to the middle. Golnick tries to shield off her defender but can't. Kimball has the header back into the middle. Golnick challenging. Baptista challenging, but Humboldt State clears it. Now Korsberg at the midway point. Korsberg down the right sideline. Over to Kimball. Kimball kicks it off of Humboldt. Was it off of Humboldt? The referees are trying to decide. And it is. couple substitutions on the play for Humboldt. Ariel Deal making plays out there, coming out for Kendall Imrisic Kowakowski, as well as Jessica Ramirez for Dominican coming into the game for Catherine Tottle. Again, the throw-in is over on the right side for Catherine Ripple in the attacking half. She goes down the line with it. Tries to play it to Mendez. It gets over to Thomas. Thomas to the middle. Tries to play Baptista, but it's cleared out. Out to the midway point. Easy for Hansen. Hansen chests the ball down. Plays over to Powick. Powick has Fryer in the middle, but loses the ball. Now here comes Humboldt with a few numbers, but Dominican is doing a good job of getting back. Colette Behen going over to her right side. Plays it in the middle, defended by Korsberg, and it gets to Kimball. Good hustle play by Havernick, though. Havernick causing some problems in the Dominican backfield. Gets over to Ramirez. Ramirez kicks it right off of Humboldt State, and it goes out of bounds for a throw-in. Cleared out by Kendra Korsberg. Out of bounds, though. Unfortunately, it will be a Humboldt State throw from the left side, just in front of the halfway circle. Couple substitutions for Humboldt State. Number 32, Amelia Stefanko, the starter, coming back into the game, as well as Angel Gossi coming back into the game. 20 minutes left in the game. Carver and Koleski, both coaches, telling their teams they need to chase, they need to keep the high pressure up. It's over to Gossi. Can't quite get control of it, though. Hansen takes it and clears it out of bounds for the throw. And over on the right side now for Humboldt State. Lumberjacks really attacking so far in the last couple minutes. Gossi plays out of bounds. Powick now with the throw. 19 minutes left. Powick gets a couple Humboldt State players to tangle into each other, and it is a Dominican throw on the left side. Powick now. Over Thomas's head. Gets over to everyone. Powick is able to again to kick it off Humboldt State. Yet again, using her smarts to kick it off of the opposing team instead of letting the other team get the throw in. Kimball comes out on the substitution. Kelsey DiCarlo comes in. Instead of playing her usual defense, actually playing a little bit of attacking mid right now. Those defenders often so eager to get up in the attack, they will do absolutely anything to get the goal. Korsberg over to Ripple. Ripple now at the halfway mark, looking forward. Looks at the early cross. Instead goes down the line to Thomas. Thomas chasing and is able to make Humboldt clear it out for a throw-in. 18 minutes left in this game. Ripple will be over on the right side for the throw. That lovely right side for Dominican that they love to attack so much. Mendez tries to play it over the top with a little mini bicycle kick to Thomas. Goes over everyone, though, for the goal kick. Another missed opportunity, missed possession for Dominican. Those now with a 1-0 deficit might come back to bite them. Kelly Lucas with a sort of soft goal kick. She's not quite had the legs so far this game. Hansen heads it back to Herring so that she can pick it up. Herring looking up, looking for the quick throw. She finds it. Over to Korsberg. Korsberg looking up now. Over on the right side. Kicks it down the line. Flick over by DiCarlo. DiCarlo to Thomas. Thomas to Fryer. Fryer over on the right side to Ripple. Ripple can't quite get the clear, though, and did give the ball to Humboldt State, but they give it right back to Thomas. Thomas to Ramirez. Ramirez to Golnick. Golnick being a good target. Gets the Meg, in fact, and is tripped after the Meg. She had the good fake forward turnaround outside of the foot drag of the ball. A very, very hard move, actually, which worked to perfection. Earned the foul. This will be about 40 yards away, 30, 35, 40 yards away from the goal. Ripple with, or excuse me, Korsberg with the free kick. It gets over the first line of defense, but Humboldt State heads it out. Now Fryer on the head, misses the header. And working to get the second one, worked too hard and got the foul called on her. Now it'll be Humboldt State. 16 minutes so far left in this game. Everybody getting back for Dominican for the Lumberjacks to take this free kick. Five shots now for Humboldt with their one goal. Seven for Dominican, yet zero to show for it. Now Humboldt State working on the right side. Has Gossie on the right, defended by Thomas. They try to keep possession now. Look to keep it on their own right side. Thomas heads it out to Golnick. Golnick pressured, flicks it behind her, but there's no one behind her. Ramirez has to work a little harder now. Ramirez hasn't seen a lot of ball touches so far this game, mostly working as a chaser. Humboldt State able to not save it, in fact, and it will be a Dominican throw-in about midway point on the right side. 15 minutes left in this game. Three saves from Megs Herring, but the one goal given up, unfortunately. The throw into Ramirez with her classic back kick, but it does go to Humboldt State. Humboldt looking to play through the middle. Now they play to the left. Here comes Maddie Knoll at the left sideline. She gets by Ripple initially, but Korsberg is there to defend and support as always. Kicks it out for a throw-in. Substitution on the play. For the Lumberjacks, number 25, Kendall Imrisic Kowalkowski, sophomore from Antioch, coming out in favor of the starter, Erica McMullen, the sophomore from Alta Loma, California. Throwing from the left side attacking half for the Lumberjacks. Headed away by Ripple. Back to the Lumberjacks on the left side. Still on the left. McMullen looks for the cross. Hansen with a good header out. Doesn't matter though because it's still in the danger zone. Ramirez tries to get the flick and it's flicked to Thomas who can have a bit of a decent clearance. All the way back to Megs Herring. They go for the through ball, but really nothing going for the through ball with Humboldt State so far this game. Herring kicks it away off the head of DiCarlo. Back to the defensive line of Humboldt State. Cleared out by Humboldt State, and they give it to their own team. All the way over to the right side. McMullen chases, and here comes McMullen on the right side, defended by Hansen. She's going to the right. She has supporters in the middle. McMullen against Hansen. Going into the box now. Hansen using her body, trying to let this go, and she will have to kick it out for a corner kick. McMullen did a good job after Hansen used her body of getting around Hansen. So tough for defenders to let it go out of bounds, especially when the ball is rolling for so long and you have the defender's hands all over you. If you put your hands back on them, then it will be a foul on you. Tough decision for Hansen there. It will go out for a corner kick. 13 minutes left in this 1-0 game. The corner is promptly kicked out of bounds. Still 1-0, 13 minutes left. Now for the Dominican goal kick. A couple substitutions for Dominican. Number 28, Melissa Stokely from Citrus Heights and Juliana Mendez coming in for Lauren Golnick and Kelsey DiCarlo. Again, a couple attacking substitutions, letting Stokely use her technical work up there instead of the more fancy Golnick. Out of bounds off of the Humboldt State head. Ripple over on the right defensive side will have the throw in. And again, these injuries for Dominican definitely making their mark, unfortunately. Kayla Carlson, like I said, injured last game against Nazarene in the second half. Possible ACL. It is a knee injury, though.
You really see how important their roles have been in the games before that. So it's really obvious that they somehow, that they're missing in these games now.
A few more people missing, too. Jill Noon started almost every game last year, either defense or forward for Dominican. Hasn't seen any time yet, though. Is still out. Ramirez. Over to Stokely. Over to Thomas. Thomas cannot chase in time, though. To Baptista. Baptista tries to play Thomas. They're really trying to force Thomas that ball. Thomas chases. Cannot chase in time, though. Off of Powick for the throw-in. Powick with good pressure all game so far. Thomas looks a little winded out there. There is a substitution coming on the field soon for Dominican. Let's see if it is for Thomas. On the right side, throw in for Humboldt State. They try to get the flick, but it's cleared out by Hansen. Good turn by Ramirez. And Ramirez earns herself a foul on the left side, about at the midway point. Just over 10 minutes left for Dominican to come back in this 1-0 deficit.
We'll see if there will be a kind of last-minute goal as yesterday, 2 days ago.
There will be the desperation attempts. They will be pushing everyone forward sooner or later. Hansen with the cross off the free kick. Can't get to Mendez, though, and it's cleared out. It's cleared out again by Humboldt off of the deflection. It will be a Dominican throw on the right side in the attacking half. Jessica Hinskin coming, and it is for Jill Thomas. Hinskin sprints out there. Over to Stokely. Stokely gets it stolen, though. Mendez to Stokely. Stokely with the left foot. It's blocked by Knoll. Now Fryer. Fryer plays it back to Hansen. Hansen at the middle of the field with her left foot going a little too far over to Powick. Will be a Humboldt State throw-in from the right side. Looks like Humboldt State overloading their own right side at the moment. Humboldt back to keep possession. Taken by Baptista. Taken right back by the Lumberjacks. McCullen. Over to Havernick. All the way over to the left. Cedillo. Here comes Cedillo up the left sideline. Past the midway point now. Cedillo looking up. Has space in front of her. Finally defended by Fryer. And is cleared out by Megan Hansen off of the pass. Back to the Lumberjack defense. They get back well and they play it into their midfield. Now to their right back. Here comes Darian Corey looking up. She has the sideline. She has middle. Now she has her own space. Likes to play the middle. Instead, Korsberg almost get the clearance. But number 10, Lizzie Mitchell, just about stole it. It is cleared up and kicked all the way back to Megs Herring for the gobble-up. Mendez tries to keep the ball. Mendez is defended by Darian Corey. Good defense by Corey on that one. Now it gets back to Corey. Corey plays the 1-2, defended well by Megan Hansen, though. She kicks it out for the throw-in. On the right side now, 8 minutes left in this game. 1-0, Humboldt State. Angel Gossi comes out of the play. Number 19, El Reed, coming back on. Big 5'10 junior from San Diego, California. Mendez on defense, now to Hinskin. Hinskin has Stokely. Tries to get the Meg, she does, to Ramirez. Ramirez tries to play the through ball all the way to Stokely, but can't do it. Hinskin defends. Hinskin earns herself a throw-in. Plays it over the top to Stokely. It's headed away by Humboldt State, defended by Dominican. And Humboldt State gets the good clearance now, defended by Ripple. It's all the way to El Reed. El Reed now keeps the ball. Plays Maddie Null. And it's played a little bit too far on this fast turf. Oh, goes all the way to Herring. Now Herring with a big knuckleball drop kick over to Stokely. Stokely plays the through ball to Hinskin. Hinskin's on the chase. She has two players on her, but Hinskin does have the speed. The clearance is out to Mendez. Mendez tries to get the heavy first touch going forward, but it's too heavy, and it's out off of her left foot for the Humboldt State throw-in.
Dominican now really pushing forward the game. It seems they simply have to use those last minutes.
That first touch, so key for Dominican so far, depending on if they're going forward or if they're really just keeping it at their feet. Either way, it's so important. Humboldt State now with the ball on the left side, defended by Ramirez. Plays it down the sideline. Good tackle by Ripple, and it gets back to El Reed. Now El Reed going against Korsberg on the left sideline. Has Hansen behind her. Gets by Korsberg just barely, but Korsberg's able to poke it away and lets herself clear the ball. It doesn't get past halfway, though, and here comes the Lumberjacks right back. They play it on the right side. It's good play. They had, Darian Corey on the right side. Darian Corey was not talking at all. Now have to get back. Now Dominican from their right side. Ripple up the right sideline. Has Stokely down the line. Has Hinskin in the middle. Elects to go to Stokely. Down the line, defended well by Allie Swanson. Swanson will let it go out for a throw-in. Stokely's got to be a little bit bigger on that play. Sarah Pimentel coming out for Caitlin Baptista, playing in that middle position. Fryer will now be the one basically playing defensive center mid, while Sarah Pimentel takes Baptista's spot. Baptista was playing a little bit more defensively. Pimentel, not a defensive player, though, will be playing attacking mid, putting another attacker up there for these last 5 minutes. Still a four-man back for Dominican so far, with Ripple, Korsberg, Hansen, and Powick. Fryer with the support. Everybody else on Dominican looking to attack and attack quickly, though. Hinskin tries to play. Pimentel is unsuccessful, though, cleared out by Humboldt State for the throw and about midway point. Ripple with the quick throw. Plays Stokely. Stokely over the top to Hinskin. Hinskin gets the flick of the ball to herself. Defended well by Humboldt State. It's in the box now on the right sideline. Hinskin trying to shield the ball. Tries to get the cross off of Humboldt State, begging for a deflection, but there is no deflection. They will give them the goal kick. The assistant ref gave the goal kick. The center ref gave the corner. They elect to go with the goal kick, though, saying the assistant ref did have the angle on the play. 4 minutes left now for Dominican to come back. 1-0 in favor of Humboldt State. Kelly Lucas will have the goal kick. It's a short one right to Stokely in a dangerous position. She goes right for the shot. A little ambitious, though, probably could have kept a little bit of possession. Now Kelly Lucas is able to step on the ball, waste a few more seconds before she picks it up. Stokely needs to look up a little bit more. In general, the Penguins need to look up a little bit more. They get a little too eager from 30, 25 yards away, looking for that shot right away. They could string pass it together a little bit better, though. Fryer's clearance is right to Havernick, who has some space. Luckily, Ramirez on the chase, getting back. Now over to McCullen. McCullen with the early cross. Tries to play over to Deal. Deal comes in, misses the shot, and it's kicked off of Ripple for the corner kick. Dangerous area. Got inside the six-yard box. Went over Ripple's head, and Deal almost had a shot. Actually whiffed the ball. Fooled Ripple on the whiff, and it's kicked off of Catherine Ripple for the corner kick. Under 3 minutes left now. 8 shots for Dominican, 7 for Humboldt State. The Lumberjacks will be taking their time on this corner. It's a short corner. They kick it back out, and they kick about that. They keep possession. Hinskin can't get the header out, but Korsberg does. Not enough, though. They're pleading for a handball. They get it. Dominican gets the handball. Now they'll look to hurry and kick it up. Korsberg with the quick kick. It's over Humboldt State's head to Stokely. Now to Pimentel. Pimentel tries to play over to Stokely. Stokely's on the big chase, and it's cleared out of bounds by Humboldt State. Here comes Dominican, the last two-minute push. Humboldt State telling everyone to get back and defend. Dominican telling everyone to go and attack. Humboldt State gets the high clearance. It's still 30 yards away from the goal. A lot of hands being thrown around by both teams, and no call, though. And they kick it way out. Here's to waste some time for Herring. Herring picking it up and kicking it right away back up. everybody on the Humboldt State side of the ball right now. Big clearance taken by Humboldt now, and they try to play it over to Deal on the left side. It's out of bounds, though. Here comes Ripple, tries to get it in. 1:20 left now. Mendez lets it go off Humboldt State for another throw-in. Ripple's got to hurry. Ripple tries to go over the head. It's headed out by Humboldt State. A good head of the ball from Sarah Cedillo. Cedillo has been playing very good defense so far. Hinskin can't quite get the defense, and Humboldt State keeps the ball, but not before Jessica Ramirez can take it. She plays Korsberg. Korsberg plays Ripple. Ripple plays it over the top to Hinskin. Hinskin tries to play it. There is no foul on the play, looking for the foul, and it's played off of a Dominican throw-in. They try to get the cross in. It's kicked off of a Humboldt player. Big shot from Mendez. The one bouncer is too far away, though. It's 35 yards away. Now 30 seconds left. Kicked away. 23 seconds left. Headed backwards by Hansen. Don't want that in this time, especially with a time crunch. Deal has a one-on-one now. Has the shot. It's tipped away by Megs Herring. He's calling for the goal kick. It looked like it was definitely tipped away. There will be a goal kick, and there's only 5 seconds left now. Dominican looking like it has no chance to get the ball back up the field. That's the whistle. Humboldt State comes into Dominican and pulls out the 1-0 road victory. A bit of an upset over Dominican. 1-0, the final score. Julia, Dominican had their chances, but they just could not capitalize.
Yeah, they just need to get more chances in to finish their chances. Maybe also try it more with the crosses, with the headers, and so on, and not quite only those passes through the center. Maybe that's the clue.
They definitely got away from the crossing in the second half, didn't they?
Yeah, and that was kind of one of the golden opportunities in the first half, so maybe that would have been better, but we don't know.
Too much play in the middle, too little play on the outside. You'd have to keep it balanced. They were trying to overload that right side, and they look winded as well, too. Dominican did play well, but they couldn't pull out the victory. They lose 1-0 to these Humboldt State Lumberjacks from up north. You are listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.